Welcome to The Stuff, the podcast where you and I literally talk about what else? Stuff. This is your Comedic Escapist podcast show, and I'm your host, Ian Walker. Now, let's go talk about some stuff. What's going on, you guys? This is Ian Walker's Stuff podcast show. We are back with another week. I know I put this one out a little bit later on in the day. I figured, you know what, I'm going to put this out like middle of the day so that, you know, when you get off work, if you're driving home from work or whatever, you know, you got a nice drive home, a nice podcast to listen to on your drive home. I thought that might make a little bit more sense for you guys. Hope you guys had a good week last week. And I hope you guys are ready to take on the week this week here. We had a lot going on. I had a interesting weekend myself. Had a wedding that I went to, or that was at my in-laws' home. And it was interesting, to say the least. yeah, that's what we're doing. Right now I'm taking a sip of water. Before we get started, I just wanted to say, those of you guys who enjoy the podcast, want to see more episodes of this podcast getting done, please be sure to, you can support the podcast by going over to patreon.com/thestuffpodcastshow. And you can support there. Over time, once I get some good amount of patrons, I want to start hosting movie nights. I want to start doing live chats with everybody on there, and start doing live episodes, things of that nature, and talking with you guys, and coming up with some good topics for discussion on the podcast. There was a situation this week that actually one of my followers made a suggestion about. It wasn't a suggestion per se, but I guess it was a question that one of her friends posed to her. And it was regarding, again, of course, relationships. So let me try to bring this up really quick, because I wrote it down and then I forgot to go in and write it down like I should have. But let me find the person. It was a trip, because this person is funny. They was demanding stuff that didn't belong to them yet. If you know what I mean. You know? So let's see here. Okay, so what it was that this person was wondering if he was wrong for suggesting his girl to start doing more things for the family or with the family and doing things for him. I guess it was around the vein of, you know, serving him meals and all that stuff and just being more wifely, I guess, right? So, give you a little context. I'm gonna tell you where I come from. I remember a long time ago when I first got married, I had a man who was, you know, who told me something one time. And I remember he talked to my then at the time she was my fiance, and she had come to visit to Monterey, and they, you know, got to know each other, talk, whatever. And he said something to her that was a little bit off, that I didn't care for too much. And he's looking at me. He's like, that woman is your girlfriend, or that's your fiance. You haven't put a ring on her finger yet. She's technically still free reign. Now, that ticked me off. He almost got cracked across the face, because to me that was just all kinds of disrespectful, but I held it back. But it did get me to thinking, you know, when you are not bound by a holy matrimony, that is marriage, there's still time to, you know, change your mind or, you know, whatever. Because during that whole phase, whether it be your dating, you know, the commitment phase, boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, fully committed, this fiance, whatever, until you walk down that aisle and sign that legal paper, you are not husband and wife. You are not bound by that specific, that tenant yet. And because of that, there are some privileges that come with a marriage. Now, I am old-fashioned. I'm of the camp of you don't have sex or anything like that before you get married, okay? But that also includes not just that part, but also the part of, you know, all the stuff that wives are supposed to do, you know? Being served and all this stuff. Now, if you got a woman and a woman that's willing to do that for you all, that is wonderful. She's showing her qualifications to be a wife and all of those things. I do believe in a lot of ways that both parties should prove that they are up to the tasks by the actions that they do before they get married. I mean, how do you know someone's going to be a good husband or a good wife if they don't show you beforehand that they could be a good husband or wife? Do they manage their money? Do they have good mental health? Are they responsible with their money? Are they a responsible period? What kind of integrity do they have? Do they have any issues that they need to take care of before walking down that aisle? Do they have any character flaws and character traits that need to really be meted out before, you know, you take that walk? Those are all kind of questions that both parties need to be very clarified, very, very much clarified. So going back to the question at hand that was given, this dude was wondering if his girl should do more. I guess he took this girl over to his family's house. I don't know what the status of their relationship is. I don't know the context of it, but he took her to the house and was annoyed because she wouldn't do a lot of things that a wife would do, I guess. He was expecting wifely treatment from a girlfriend. And, you know, when I got that, I get the majority of the people kind of answered in the same boat. But my thing is that not only on top of that, you know, are you expecting, you know, he's expecting old girl to show wifely traits and do things for the family or with the family. I don't know what. But are you doing those things yourself first? You know what I mean? I think it's important because again, I'm probably going to ruffle some feathers here, especially when it comes to marriage and things like that and things that I've learned. A lot of people have a misconception of relationships and marriage, and there's going to be some people that's gonna be like, Ian, you're wrong. You're a misogynist. You can do this, you do that. Okay, let me just tell you something. First off, this is my opinion. I'm not saying anything here that I'm thinking is going to be that I think what I say is law and is absolutely right and all this sort of stuff. That's not the case. Okay, this is just based on experience and what I've gone through in life. Okay, marriage and relationships are twofold, always. If you go into a relationship talking about, first off, a woman coming to the table expecting a man to do every single thing without any self-sufficiency, I think that's a toxic and a bad trait. Because I'm going to tell you something. One thing I do look for is a woman that can take care of herself. Okay? A woman that is financially responsible. I'm not going to say stable, because honestly, these days, it's almost near impossible to be financially stable with the financial situation that's going on now. But while financially responsible is important. You know, so in this case, both sides need to be bringing something to the table. Both sides need to qualify each other to do that. But here is the kicker, and here's what's going to ruffle the feathers, okay? A lot of people think that women choose their man, okay? To some extent, That is true, because she makes the decision as to whether or not she wants to be with them or not, right? However, here's the big kicker. If a man approaches you, or if a man doesn't approach you, you don't have anything to choose. The woman doesn't have anything to choose, right? If a man does not ask a woman or pursue a woman into a relationship and makes the decision to be committed to that woman, okay, and does not make the decision to give her a ring or make that commitment to be married and to only her and all of that, she has nothing to choose. Okay? So who is really choosing who is the real question. Yes, she makes the decision if she wants to go with that. And generally, if it's already getting to that case, the woman has already made a decision in her mind already to choose to be with that guy. Now, I know that's going to ruffle some feathers. People are going to be like, oh, yo, women are the prize. What does... We're living in a generation now where there's a lot of women who's like, I don't need no man, da-da-da-da-da. Which might be true in a lot of ways. I've seen a lot of women thrive and do very well on their own. I've also seen where a man is like, we don't need no woman because all they do is drain our resources and all this stuff, and they just take, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, might be true to some extent to some people, but here's the deal: humans by nature are selfish. Okay, humans by nature must survive, and they're going to do everything they can to survive, right? So if they're going to survive, what does that entail? It entails some measure of selfishness, unfortunately. Okay? So in order to be in a successful relationship with someone that you really like, someone that you care about, you have to allow that person, the other person, this is both parties, to do their roles, and you have to trust them and allow them to fulfill their roles. You have the wife has to allow the husband to take the lead and provide and care for the family and be supportive of whatever decisions he makes. A man must allow a woman to be in her feminine, to be allow her to not go into her masculine survival mode. Everybody's like, oh, that's a masculine trait. I really don't believe in when it comes to human nature, I don't believe there's masculine feminine as far as that's concerned. It's just survival. When a woman doesn't have a man that's supposed to be providing and taking care of her, she's automatically going to go into survival mode. And she's going to do whatever she can to survive and take care of hers. Okay? So both sides need to come to the table with something. If only one person's coming to the table, not everybody's not going to be satisfied. Only some people are eating, and that ain't good, right? So we can't, as men, going back to this subject here, when we are in these relationships or situationships, unfortunately, as a lot of people seem to be in these days, you cannot expect husband things and men, you can't expect wifely things from someone you have not made a point to bring into a committed relationship that you agree to marry. You can't. You should not. And that's a completely selfish thing. You cannot do that. Okay, and you cannot expect those things, because at any time during this phase, this person could decide, hey, you know what? This isn't for me. I don't think I can do this. This isn't the person. This isn't the situation. This isn't the family. This isn't whatever the case may be. Okay. So in that question that was answered, I said, yeah, he's completely wrong, because he's expecting a wife. He's expecting a wife when he has a girlfriend. He ain't put a ring on his finger. He ain't made no kind of commitment. He's probably playing. Who knows? You know, so yeah, that's something that is super duper important, and people need to realize. You know, there's a whole movement that was going on that is largely dying now, thank goodness. This whole red pill, blue pill, all these pills. And people are just forgetting to be good people and good and decent people, forgetting that marriage is a team effort. It really is. And if you are not a team in a marriage, then it's not going to work. Okay? It's not going to work. It's not. If one person is putting in more than the other person, it's not going to work. If one person is putting in and the other is not putting in their weight by either support or some assistance in order to help that goal come to fruition, whether it be man or woman, okay, it's not going to work. Okay, people got to pull their stinking weight. And also, use your words. Use your words. Use your words. And use your words by like, don't. I'm kind of hating this because I'm realizing I'm starting to become like this marriage counselor person, and that's not what I was trying to do. But I'm just trying to say just some common sense stuff, you know, and because mine's definitely not perfect, but it's an amazing time though. And it's because all the things that I've learned how to talk to my wife. I've learned how to communicate with her. Sure, I get some bumps every once in a while. But the biggest thing is not what you say, is how you say something to someone. It's never what is said. It's always how it is said. I mean, if somebody came up to you, hey, your pants are falling down. Hey, why don't you pull those up? You're like, oh my gosh. Oh, thank you. Sorry. But you are saying, hey, man, pull your pants up, man. You're like, first off, who are you talking to? Your butt can be hanging all the way out. But if somebody come at you all funny, you know, it's not what it said, it's how it's said. So I think in relationships, and that doesn't just go for marriage. I mean, it goes for everything in life. If you just roll up to a random person, talking to them crazy, and you don't know them from Adam and who they are, and you talking to them nuts, there's going to be a problem, right? So I think, you know, communication is and that aspect is super, super important. If you have certain expectations, you need to make those known. And for the other party receiving those expectations, if it's not for you, then make the right decision and go. If it's for you. If it is for you, hey, keep on pooking. Keep on trucking. Yay, yay. Awesome, possum. You know? But if it's not, then, you know, don't waste each other's time. Don't waste each other's time. Don't be playing and don't be playing games. Ain't nobody got time for that. Okay. So, you know, keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. And don't expect the duties of a husband or a wife if you have not committed to that person to be their husband or their wife. Don't do it. It's just dumb. You know, I honestly, at the end of the day, you look a little dumb expecting stuff. You know, that's like sitting in the snow expecting to get a suntan. It's just not gonna work. It don't work that way. You just can't. No. Okay. So, anyways, what do you guys think of this subject? Do you guys think that makes sense? Do you guys think I'm right? Do you guys think I'm wrong? What is your opinions on it? And let's all be respectful. Let's just have some honest discord and conversation. But let me know what you guys think. In Spotify, I'm going to have a poll there where you guys can answer this question, there in the poll. So let me know what you guys think there. And, I'd love to hear you guys' responses there. And I'm going to also put it up in the Instagram as well. But I'd love to hear what you guys think, and I would probably go back and revisit this again, because, you know, we're going to talk about relationships, marriage, and stuff again later on in the future. So this will be some nice information to kind of go back to and talk about. Okay, so let me know what you guys think, and we'll go on ahead to the next segment. So back on September 3rd, I was looking through my Instagram and I saw this, I don't know, it's not a meme, but it was this video where this lady, okay, so supposedly the story was this lady was going out and she got hit in the face with a brick. Supposedly she had asked the guy out, a guy had asked her for her number. I need to get this right. A guy had asked her for her number. The guy said no, or that she said no. Okay. And then he got mad at her and allegedly chucked a brick at her. Now her face on one side was completely swollen up. She goes on Instagram and she's yelling, "Oh, these guys hit me in the face with a brick and they didn't even help me. Nobody did any of that. There are these black men here and they're standing around. They didn't do nothing to help," right? And so I saw this and I'm like immediately like disturbed, upset, right? But then, I kept looking at the video because I watched it a few times and I started thinking, I'm like, you know, after you get hit in the face with a brick, okay, because she's in the hospital, you know, she's out in the street at first and then she just does another video where she's in the hospital, she's crying and she's doing all this here, you know, all this here. And she's talking about, "I never did anything to anybody in my life. I'm 33 years old. I shouldn't have had to go through this, blah, blah, blah." And I'm looking at this and I keep looking. I'm like, you know what? This is off. This is something about this is off. And then it finally hit me like a ton of bricks. Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry. It was right there. It hit me. She's talking too much. If you get hit in the face with a brick, okay, and where she got hit in her face was like blown up. If she was really got hit in the face with a brick, she would not be able to talk the way she's talking. With all the animation and all the fervor that she's in, first off, she'd be on the ground near unconscious. She probably wouldn't be able to move her jaw. She probably wouldn't be able to speak. None of that. But she was talking way too much. And I'm like, that's a little weird. That don't work that way. So then I kind of waited. I kind of let it go, whatever. And then just this past week, reports started coming out about this same girl. We started seeing it because the post went viral, okay? Post went viral. Everybody's talking about it. Oh, my God. You know, black men need to stand up for black women. Oh, my God, this is ridiculous. You need your help. Okay? But then reports started coming out saying that this girl faked it. And I said, okay, I am not the only one that saw this being weird. Come to find out, back in 2020, okay, this same exact woman does the same exact thing, okay? So she claims she got hit in the head, got assaulted by a man, and then said, "Oh my God, I don't have any money to pay for my medical bills. I don't have insurance." So she started a GoFundMe. She started a GoFundMe and raised $5,000. For her quote medical bills. Okay. Fast forward 2 years, 3 years later almost to the day, this new video that's popped up comes on out. And she, the same exact spiel, I mean, verbatim almost, the same exact spiel. She goes on, "People are not helping me, and this happened. I never done anything in my life. I'm victim of da 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 da." And then, sure enough, the post goes viral. She puts up a GoFundMe again. This woman raised $40,000. $40,000. Because there's people that saw it on first glance was outraged, right? Just rah. And they came to her aid and they paid her all kinds of money and all kinds of everything like that. 40 grand on GoFundMe. To pay for her medical bills, to take care of her, whatever the case may be, okay? So, two times this woman, in a matter of 3 years, this woman is able to collect from the general public around $45,000, $46,000 total. Making money off the sympathy of others, okay? Scamming, pretty much. Queen scammer, all right? So, again, more and more information starts coming out about this lady. Another video pops up where she is visibly out there saying, oh, I'm a lie and I'll scam and people is going to take care of me and that's all I got to do. She's visibly saying this with a smile on her face. Just all kinds of just no remorse, no nothing. No, none of that type stuff. Okay? And now, with this out being out and about, it's like this is becoming quite a thing now. It seems like there are people out there who are very willing to take advantage of people, take advantage of their sympathy, take advantage of their kindness. And let me tell you something when it comes to situations like these, and you have women out there that are doing just disgusting criminal, because this is criminal. This woman should be put in jail for fraud, amongst other things. Things like this, it makes it very hard for men to go out and want to protect, because they don't know what is the truth or not. You don't know what kind of situation you're being put in. You don't know if she's telling, if that woman is telling the truth. And thus, in turn, that makes that a more dangerous situation for women who actually are telling the truth. Because now men have been messed up for so long, whether being falsely accused of sexual harassment or taking advantage of people's kindness. You know, we don't know who's telling the truth no more. You don't know. No one knows. And so then it goes into what? Survivor mode. What am I going to do in order to be able to survive? Whether it's protect my reputation, whether it's to protect my health, whether it's to protect my sanity and well-being, my assets, the people around me, what do I do? People now are just walking on by or just watching and recording. Because now recording is the new doing something about it, when technically it isn't, you know. It's not enough. I do believe that you should protect people, those in need and those who are in need and stick up and fight for them. But you got to be very, very, very careful in weigh a situation, especially if you're a man or a person that has a family. What if, you know, first off, you don't know this person, okay? You don't know this person. You don't know what kind of company they keep. You don't know who could be around the corner. You don't know if what they're running is a scam. You don't know, you know, what could be the case, okay? And with this information age, anybody can find out anything about anybody. So these people, you could do something thinking you're helping somebody. Next thing you know, they're coming to your house, they're doing something to you or your family or, you know, your own life is in danger now when there is absolutely nobody to help you out, you know? So when you have people that do terrible crap like this, it makes it hard to help one another and protect one another and keep each other safe as human beings. This world has gone to the pot, unfortunately. And we live in a time now where selfishness is at an all-time high, where people are so willing to take advantage of each other that we end up now can't even protect or take care of each other anymore. It's almost an impossibility because you end up putting yourself at a risk that, you know, these days is like, is it worth taking? You know, and especially for men. And if a black man in this situation, this has happened to a black woman, if a black man doesn't protect him now, the black man looks no good. Oh, he's good for nothing. He should have went up and he should have done that, you know, but he was being smart, trying to make sure he could get home to his kids. Making sure that he could protect them, you know, maybe. We don't know. And in some cases, there are probably brothers out there that are genuine cowards. Okay, that happens too. But in most cases, especially the way the world is now, you don't know who or what to trust. You don't know what is or isn't the truth. And so what's become the regular course of action now is just mind your business, keep your head down, keep your head on a swivel. And it's sad. It's genuinely sad. This woman deserves to be put in jail. She needs to be put in jail. And then after she goes to jail, after she's done, okay, she needs to pay back everybody who she stole the money from. And then she needs to, be on some type of probation for a long period of time, doing some kind of charity or whatever the case may be. Because that is unacceptable. Women now who are in actual danger are not going to be believed because of people like that. And it makes it very, very dangerous. It puts other black women in a very dangerous, dangerous situation. And women in general, but specifically, in this case, this ended up being a black woman, but all women, puts them in a very dangerous and precarious position. So it's sad. It saddens me, it bothers me, and it's just, unfortunately, it doesn't look like it's going to end. This world is so selfish in a way that I have never seen in all my years of living that I ain't even got no words, y'all. I don't got no kind of words. Tell me what you guys think of this situation. Have you guys seen it? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? If you were in a situation like that, when you saw someone getting assaulted and things like that, what would you do? I would help. I would help. I would take that risk. I would help. If I saw them getting assaulted and it was legit, I would help them. But what would you do? What would be your reasoning? Why or why not? What do you guys think of the situation? How do you think her actions are going to affect other women or victims of crimes, legitimate victims of crimes such as these? Let me know what you guys think in the comments or on a poll, or if you go on Instagram, you guys can find me there and leave your comments there. Okay. So I know this episode was a bit of a serious one, a little less comedic, more of a current event type of thing, but I thought it needed to be talked about, as it's something that seems to be pretty pervasive. But I'm gonna leave it on that note. I forgot to put up the poll for this or that this week, so I'm definitely gonna do it today. It'll be up tonight, this or that. So next week, I want you guys to flood my inboxes with the audience participation with some this or that's, and I wanna do that. If I can have a good this or that episode, I would love to do that. Because I do want to have some episodes where I'm just doing only this or that and coming up with some and having some fun topics and things like that for the show. So make sure you guys put those in. And when I put that poll up, and we'll go from there. So anyways, you guys, I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast today. Like I said, sorry for the more serious tone, but it's something that I felt it in the spirit needed to be talked about. So. But otherwise, I hope you guys appreciated the show. Hope you enjoyed everything. And I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. And I will see you guys next week.